Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yet your people say, the way of the Lord is not just. This was the complaint of the Israelites who found themselves in captivity in Babylon. The word that is here translated just could also be translated as fair or predictable. To say that the way of the Lord is not just would also be to say that the way of the Lord is unfair or unpredictable or arbitrary. People still say that. They might not say it in quite those ways, but the meaning is the same. I couldn't believe in a God who is supposedly benevolent and omnipotent, yet allows 3,000 people to die in a terrorist attack. To such a person, the way of the Lord is simply arbitrary. Why should, by chance, someone who called in sick on the morning of September 11, 2001, be alive, while someone who went to work be dead? To many people, such events simply point to a God who is not just, a God who is unfair, unpredictable, arbitrary, fickle. Even the Christian church has those who call God's way arbitrary, if one can say that those who hold such opinions are still in the Christian church. One of the most recent such accounts can be found in Rob Bell's book, Love Wins, published earlier this year. In the preface to the book, Bell writes, "A staggering number of people have been taught that a select few Christians will spend forever in a peaceful, joyous place called heaven, while the rest of humanity spends forever in torment and punishment in hell, with no chance for anything better. It's been clearly communicated to many that this belief is a central truth of the Christian faith, and to reject it is, in essence, to reject Jesus. This is misguided and toxic." You can clearly hear the argument behind this statement. A select few Christians on one hand in heaven, and the rest of humanity on the other hand in hell. Isn't that rather unfair, arbitrary, unjust? Of course, the select few Christians is also wrong, but that's left for another sermon. Yet your people say, the way of the Lord is not just, when it is their own way that is not just. Anyone who takes his attention away from criticizing God long enough to examine his own ways will find this true. People, by their sinful nature, are very adept at saying one thing and doing another, or saying one thing at one time and something else contradictory at another. Sinful mankind will delight in indulging the flesh, then doing something good and beneficial, expecting God to give them credit for the good. When God doesn't give them credit for the good, then God is obviously unjust. Yet the mass of sinful humanity is only fooling itself. The lives of unchristians must look to God, much like the words and actions of Captain Louis Renault in the film Casablanca. In order to empty Rick's Café Américain, he blows his whistle and says, "I'm shocked, shocked to find that gambling is going on in here." One of the employees of Rick's hands Renault some money and says, "You're winning, sir." Renault responds, "Oh, thank you very much." Then immediately follows with, "Everybody out at once." That ludicrous juxtaposition of completely contradictory statements and actions is what God sees in those who blame him for being unjust. On the other hand, God is perfectly just. "The soul who sins shall die," Ezekiel reports God telling him earlier in the book. That's straightforward enough. God also says here to Ezekiel, "I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live." What Ezekiel calls turning from one's ways is what the New Testament calls repenting. Repenting is nothing else than turning one's back on one's deeds, putting them behind one, not trusting in them. Turning away from one's works implies also turning toward something, toward the God who offers salvation, toward the God who takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but welcomes them to himself. God, speaking through Ezekiel, makes a clear distinction between God's way and man's way. God told his people through Isaiah that his ways were not man's ways. They are diametrically opposed. The ways of God are just and predictable. Man's way is a mass of contradictions and arbitrariness. God's way is just. The soul who sins shall die. God made Jesus to be sin who knew no sin. God's just ways demanded that Jesus die. And he did, because God's ways are just. But Jesus did not die for himself. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus' death is for you and me. In Christ we have become the righteousness that God demands of those who will live. And when the wicked turns from his wickedness and does what is just and right, he shall live by them. God's ways are perfectly just and fair, and those who have been incorporated into Christ Jesus through baptism will live because of their righteous works. Lest one think that there is a tinge of works righteousness here in Ezekiel, let me remind you that the Athanasian Creed says, and about which we confess, whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved. At Jesus' coming, all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account concerning their own deeds, and those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire. That's exactly what Ezekiel is telling us here. The one who does just and right will live. The one who has done injustice will die. God's ways are just. He has already punished our sin in Christ Jesus. All that he sees as he looks at our deeds through the cross of Jesus are the good deeds that arise through faith. And since those who do just and right will live, God has to be true to himself and give us eternal life. God's ways are just and predictable. He has assured us of that by the death of Jesus Christ for us, since he did not spare even his own son from death. God's ways are just. Jesus' death is our death. We can depend upon that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.